Initial reports of the shooting were foggy. Yvonne Freight, a middle school teacher at Fort Hood, said she had just driven off the base when she saw police cars racing in.
Yeah, we just saw several different police and sheriff's vehicles heading towards Fort Hood, and it sounds like, you know, they're being summoned by Fort Hood.
Fort Hood officials say the shooting started at about 4 p.m. Within 15 minutes, the base was put on lockdown. Loudspeakers warned everyone on the base to stay indoors and away from windows. Tyra DeHart is 9 weeks pregnant. Her husband is a soldier stationed at Fort Hood. All during the lockdown, she waited, worried, at the base's visitor center, praying for the all clear.
I know God is protecting him and all the soldiers in there, so. But as you can tell, I got my phone in my hand, so I'm waiting for his phone call.
Finally, at 9 p.m., the base was cleared. The rampage lasted for only 15 minutes, but the gunman took 3 lives and his own. 16 were injured. 3 remain in critical condition at Scott and White Hospital. The shooter's weapon was a .45 caliber semi-automatic Smith & Wesson. Officials say it was purchased recently. Mark Milley is Fort Hood's commanding general.
It is believed that he walked into one of the unit buildings, opened fire, got into a vehicle, fired from a vehicle, got out of the vehicle, walked into another building, and opened fire again.
Then a military policewoman engaged the shooter.
He was approaching her at about 20 feet. He put his hands up, then reached under his jacket, pulled out the 9mm, and she pulled out her weapon, and then she engaged, and then he put the weapon to his head, and he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
The shooting comes just one day after the Marine Corps confirmed that an Army recruit was allegedly plotting a, quote, Fort Hood-inspired jihad against U.S. soldiers. Fort Hood was the site of a mass shooting in 2009 when Nidal Hassan, an Army psychiatrist, killed 13 people. During his trial, Hassan referred to himself as a Muslim holy warrior. General Milley said there's no apparent connection between yesterday's shooting and terrorism, but no motive is being ruled out.
Well, we do not know a motive. We do know that this soldier had behavioral health and mental health issues and was being treated for that. He served 4 months in Iraq in 2011. There are reports, I don't know if he was diagnosed in the clinical sense, there are reports that he self-reported a traumatic brain injury previously coming back from the Iraq.
Soldiers are not allowed to carry concealed weapons on the Fort Hood military base. Current policy requires soldiers to register weapons and keep them in an arms room. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.